Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. There are so many things that clamour for our attention and devotion, but we have to be careful not to let them become more important or of more priority than our relationship with God. We can't rely on what we see around us to determine what's important and what's not. What seems right to the world isn't necessarily right in God's eyes, and what we may think has great value, He sees as utterly worthless. The only way to get our priorities in order is to study God's Word to find out what matters to Him and what He considers trivial or inconsequential fluff. Getting our priorities in the right order clears the path on our Christian walk. So, determine to make seeking God and studying His Word a priority in your life. In today's message titled, The Priority of Life, Evangelist Paul Acqua teaches on how a life worth living makes the kingdom of God a top priority. Let's join in.
What I want to share with you today is something very simple. It's basically a question, and that is, what's your priority in life? That throws out so many questions. Everyone has a priority. So again, what's your priority? What's your aim in life? What are you seeking in life? What is it that you are seeking most in life above everything else? If that question is asked today, most people more than likely would think in terms of security, in terms of health, comfort, success, good children and fame, or something material, for example, wealth, or some relationship, maybe something relating to or involving self-gratification, for example, sexual pleasures. Or it could be you are thinking about your education, you are thinking about your whole career in life. There is something that absolutely dominates everything else, and that's your top priority. But think about this, my friend. When your thoughts are about Jesus, when your thoughts are about God, when your thoughts are spiritual, when your thoughts are godly, when your thoughts are of surrender and yieldness and obedience to Him, when that becomes the priority of your life, great things will happen in your life. I can assure you that. Our aim in life must be to find that particular thing which surpasses everything. That thing which gives us everything that's worth having. You may say, is that possible? And I say, yes, it is indeed. Jesus Christ sets the tone for this approach to life. Listen to what Jesus said. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Many people know this scripture off by heart, and it's Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. And that was Jesus saying to His disciples and His hearers, and He's saying that to me and you today. This was His way of saying, when your mind is set on the things of God, you don't have to worry about what you are going to have. You don't have to worry about how you are going to get there, because God says, seek first the kingdom. That is the rule of Christ in your life. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, the character of God in your life, and all these things will be added to you. That's incredible. Praise God. So God goes to work on your behalf and my behalf when we begin to do what makes Him the priority of our lives. He wants us to live a good life. He wants us to have the things in life we need. The enemy came to steal from us, but Jesus gives us abundant life. He said the enemy does not come except to steal, to kill, and destroy. But I have come to give you life and give you more abundantly. Hallelujah. He desires that. He's promised it. But it's a matter of whether my mind is set on earthly things or heavenly things. Children of God, set our mind on the things of God. We seek God's kingdom first. We enjoy what He gives us, what He allows us to have in life. We are not anxious, not worried, not fretting, not fuming, not blaming, not doing any of these kind of things. If we seek Him first, He gives us peace that surpasses understanding. That's why the Bible says that be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, let your requests be made unto God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will fill your heart and guard you. You see? So, seek Him first. Seek His kingdom first. And I tell you, you will not lack. We are enjoying living our lives in the Spirit of God. And so, it's a choice we make. We cannot blame it on anybody else. Don't allow anything to distract you from seeking God first in everything you do. Therefore, making Him the priority of your life. Bring every thought to the obedience of Christ. That's what the Bible says. My friend, I want to assure you that the Word of God is so incredibly powerful and transformative. I'm telling you, your life will never be the same if you make the Word of God a priority in your life. If you make His kingdom your top priority. If you make seeking Him your top priority, God is going to touch your life today, not because of who you are, but because of who He is and because of His promises. There are so many things happening around us in the world today. It's so easy to get caught up in the world and to see all the different things that are going on. I would like to encourage you to keep your eyes fixed and focused on your relationship with God. That's the main reason why Jesus came and died for us, so that we can be brought back into fellowship and relationship with God our Lord. He's given us His Word, so we have a firm foundation to stand on. And as we truly base our lives upon the Word of God, we are going to be successful. No matter what we do, no matter what the world or the circumstances dictate or try to dictate to us, it doesn't make a difference. God's Word, the truth of God's Word surpasses it all. Hallelujah. So it's important for us to stay focused on His Word. Make God's kingdom your priority. Make His Word your top priority. Going back to Matthew chapter 6 that I just read, I'm going to read parts of verse 25 to verse 34. Jesus is speaking. He says, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on." Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? That's what Jesus is asking. And then I'm going to jump and go to verse 31. And there it says, "Therefore do not worry." So He says it again here, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. Verse 33, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. He says it again. Let's look at verse 34 as well. "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." This is a huge statement. Each one of these points can be major messages or can speak volumes to us. Are you worrying? Can you be free from worry? Yes, you can. Freedom begins with your priorities. You can be free from worry if you make God's promises your top priority. Freedom is going to begin in your mind. Make God's kingdom your top priority. And that means making His Word your priority. When we are free from worry, we are free indeed. All depends on our priorities. Are we seeking the kingdom of God first and His righteousness? It goes on to say, "And all these things will be added to you." Are you in doubt? Do you feel like your needs aren't going to be met? He says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness." The Bible says that righteousness will set you free from fear and oppression. In righteousness, you will be established, far from oppression, for you will have no fear. terror will be far removed, for it will not come near you. What a promise. Isaiah 54 verse 14. So seek first the kingdom of God. How does the kingdom work? What are the kingdom principles? When you get into the kingdom of God, you've got to change your priorities so you can obtain what the kingdom has to offer. But sadly, people are seeking first all other things instead of the one thing that offers all those things. So let me ask you a question. Are you holding on to your old priorities that lead to doubt, to fear, worry, and need? Or are you going to have a new priority in the kingdom and seek it first so you can speak a new language in the spirit, the language of faith? Praise God, what a blessed thing to be able to do as a born-again believer. This is the blessing of the kingdom, the blessing of the gospel. And that means we need to seek God's kingdom first and receive all other things. When our priorities are right, we can speak the language of faith. What is the language of faith, my friend? Praise God, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am more than a conqueror. The language of faith is I am an overcomer. I am seated with him in heavenly places. The language of faith is no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I am free from fear and oppression. The language of faith is I am seeking first his kingdom. I am not going to worry about what I need because he has promised that he will add unto me. Hallelujah. If you don't trust that promise, that means you are not going to seek the kingdom of God as your top priority. That means you are not going to be free from worry. You are not going to be free from fear and anxiety. If that promise hasn't become real to you, then that is a bondage, and Jesus came to set us free from bondage. He came to set the captive free. Hallelujah. So I don't want to be a captive if freedom has been promised. I just need to change my priorities. I would be stupid to decide to live my life in continual captivity if freedom is available. And all of that sum up to the fact that I make God's kingdom my top priority. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, there is no way you can make kingdom of God your priority. And you're going to live in worry, anxiety, depression. You are going to have no hope for the future. And so this is the right time to receive Christ. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died and suffered the punishment of all my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.